The current crisis on Wall Street is unprecedented in its massive scale, but it's not the first time that a country's financial backbone is crippled by plummeting real estate values and piles of bad debt. It happened to Sweden. That was back in the 1990s. Deregulation was a factor there, too, and the government intervened to bail out the banking sector. Bo Lundgren is director general of the Swedish National Debt Office in Stockholm. He was Sweden's deputy finance minister in the early 1990s, and he says that Sweden's bailout was carefully crafted to protect the taxpayer.
What we did was to, first of all, make it clear and have emergency legislation to say that shareholders have to pay first. If there's a problem, a loss in a bank, and if you need new equity, shareholders couldn't sit tight and just have their position. If they wanted support and we had to put money into a bank, we wanted the same influence as the proportion of money we put in proportion to the total capital in the bank. And what we did in order to restore confidence, which is one objective you have as a government, was to issue a blanket guarantee for all creditors, depositors and other creditors in the Swedish banking system. And the other thing we did was to implement a package of measures like the one that is discussed in Congress in Washington now, in order to be able to liquidate in an orderly fashion banks that have grave problems, in order to make some kind of restoration of the banks that were in better shape but needed capital injections or guarantees and so on.
And juxtapose that then with what's happening here in the U.S. or what's being proposed here.
Yes, as far as I understand, the proposal is that the Treasury or agencies would be allowed to buy assets, but that could, of course, if the bank survives, be a boost to shareholders' value. And then you can always argue that the taxpayer has to pay the difference. And that's the problem. It's a necessity when you have this type of crisis that we had and the United States have, that you have to have a comprehensive government intervention. But I think that the main thing is that shareholders must pay first.
There is, I think, a lot that the Swedish model has to offer. And I wonder for you, what would you say the number one asset is that you have in terms of experience that the U.S. could borrow from right now?
Well, to be honest, we borrowed some experiences from the banking crisis of 1933 on how to handle banks with problems. But I think that the main difference might be the hesitation to be owners of banks. And I'm a market liberal myself. I don't particularly like that happening. On the other hand, when government is needed, government has to be strong. And that's one of the reasons why I believe that you have to be tough on banks, tough on shareholders, and you have to take over. One of the reasons being you can recover more of the money that you spend for taxpayers and you get more legitimacy for the action you are taking.
By the way, when you say 33, the stock market crash here happened in 29. In 33, there was a kind of a reverb of that. Tell us how that affected the Swedish model.
When Franklin Roosevelt won the election, the inauguration wasn't until March in 1933. And together, the new administration with some people from the old Treasury, the Hoover administration, they had to close down all banks and then investigate into how they are standing. And they categorized the banks into three categories. And these categories were what we used as well in order to find out which bank should be liquidated, which bank in an orderly manner, and which banks could be helped in one way or another, and how should you do that. So that's what we learned from the 1933 crisis.
Is there anything happening, by the way, in Sweden, maybe on kind of a ground level that people here might not expect, that you think is a direct result of the meltdown here?
Yes, we've had increases in rates for mortgages as well, so it's more expensive to finance housing today. So of course, people in Sweden feel that a lot of action should be taken as quickly as possible in the United States.
And do people there, are they holding it against us?
I think that Sweden is one of the most Americanized countries in Europe, in a way. And, of course, a lot of people believe that this crisis would have been best not happening. On the other hand, that won't affect our view of a lot of other good things coming from the United States.
All right. Thank you very much. Bo Lundgren, Director General of the Swedish National Debt Office in Stockholm, Sweden. He was Sweden's Deputy Finance Minister in the early 1990s when there was a meltdown of the finance system there. Mr. Lundgren, thank you so much.
Thank you.